a day late, but the Bet Boys are back. And welcome back to the Bet Boys podcast, our first podcast with ice cold beers in our hands.
I know, I'm actually pretty excited.
Same. Shout out to Bud Light, best beer.
Yeah, it kind of ties into my random thought later, so.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Said it ties into my random thought later.
Is it about Bud Light?
It can be. Can be.
Is it best beers?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Let's get right into it. NFL free agency.
Yeah, what a just absolute wild.
You're coming right from baseball practice. Kenny Pickett's on the Eagles.
Yeah,
now.
I know. Dude, NFL free agency. So between today, yesterday, and the day before, like I'll be away from my phone for 2 hours, and then I get to my phone, and it's just like 1,000 moves happen, which I'm very confused on that Pickett trade, because you trade him away, like, clearly at the beginning here, he's not really showing that he's the guy. But if you just signed Russell Wilson, why don't you just let him sit behind him and learn?
Honest to God, especially when you're
like
not...
Like, you wasted a first-round pick on him.
Especially when you're not paying Russell anything.
It's like, he's getting the vet minimum of...
$1.3 million or something like that.
Well, the Broncos are paying him $38 million this
year. Honest to God.
Interesting moves. I thought Barkley to the Eagles was very interesting. One thing I don't understand is how some teams have all this money to spend.
I don't know much about like the salary cap.
I don't either, but it just like the Eagles have been going crazy. The Dolphins were in the negatives before free agency, and all of a sudden, like, they've signed 1,000 guys. I have no idea how it works. All I know is my Cowboys signed 3 players. 2 of them were special teamers, and one of them was Eric Kendricks.
Yeah. I think Barkley to the Eagles is a great move.
I think it's a great move. Although, like, a running back now anymore, though, I feel like they're just indispensable, so it doesn't really matter who you have there. I feel like they should have spent most of their money on defense, which they have, but, like, you know, they're shitty in the secondary.
Yeah.
They signed Devin White. They're weak at linebacker. They signed Devin White, but he's, like, kind of on the back end of his career, and I looked at his Pro Football Focus numbers, and he's, like, poor against the run and the pass.
That's a fucking linebacker. Give me points. Mm-hmm. I like the Saquon
I love the Steelers getting Patrick Queen. I thought that was, like, yep. He just fits the city of Pittsburgh.
Yep.
What
do you think about Cousins to the Falcons? So, like, it's weird because I haven't seen it pan out yet, but people are so high on those offensive weapons. But, like,
so high on Kirk Cousins. Yeah, I understand he always has the numbers, but he's won one playoff game in his entire career.
Yeah, and... Like, let's be honest, like, throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson isn't the hardest job in the world.
I don't know. And what is he, 35?
Yep.
So they sign him for 3 years. Like, do you think he's going to play to 38? I mean, probably, but you probably only got one good year out of him. And I don't know. I was just never a Kirk Cousins fan. He's great in fantasy.
Yep.
Like, you know, in Minnesota. I don't know. One very head-scratching move I saw is, why on earth would you give up a draft pick for Mac Jones?
For
Mac Jones as a backup. The Jaguars gave up, I think, a 4th-round pick for Mac Jones when you could have just signed somebody else instead of giving up a draft pick for Mac Jones.
I don't know. Like, do you ever get anybody who's worth a shit out of the 4th round? Like, there's like, examples of people who have been good from the 4th round. But I feel
but
like
most of NFL rosters are built from like 3rd round on.
Yes, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you get important. You get depth. You get special teams help.
You get guys who are out of the league in 3 years.
That's also too.
But that's also 1st-rounders. So
yeah,
like I'm
I mean,
not.
It's hit or I don't know. Like I'm always, when it comes to the draft, I'm always interested in just how many top 100 picks do you have. I don't know where fourth round falls. I think maybe the 20, 30, 60. So yeah, so the beginning of the fourth round, you're over that. But I don't know. I mean, I just feel like even though a fourth round is way too valuable for a backup quarterback, I'm never going to play. And he stinks.
Interesting. I read that they signed him because their backups have been so putrid that any time that Lawrence goes down, like,
yeah, but I feel
you
like
have
you can
no
just
chance.
Sign a backup. They're rolling around on the streets at all times. I mean,
yeah, but they can't win.
I just,
if there were winning
backups out there,
they'd be starting quarterbacks.
If I'm giving away a draft pick, that guy better play. I don't care about my backup.
Well, you got to have a backup quarterback.
Like, there's 1,000 of them out there.
They can't play. They have no chance.
Who?
That's backup quarterbacks.
I know. That's what
if
I'm
they
saying.
Were worth
I
a shit, they would be starters.
I wouldn't give up a draft pick for it. I could have just signed one.
Who?
Tyrod Taylor just signed with the Jets.
I saw that.
$18 million. What is going on there?
$18 million.
Dude, one of the best gigs is being a backup quarterback.
I saw somebody else who got $10 million. Was it Mariota got 1 year $10 million?
Yeah, and Winston got 1 year, I think like 4.5, but it's evaluated to like 8.7. Like,
where'd he go?
Browns.
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
And Flacco got like $9 million.
Where'd he go?
The Colts.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I saw Jacoby Brissett.
Because Minshew signed with the Raiders. So is he going to start?
You would think they have to draft somebody. They haven't had a quarterback yet.
They have a pretty good pick to possibly get a quarterback. But the way they're talking is that there may be 4 quarterbacks in like the first 7 picks.
If you're the Patriots, are you going Marvin Harrison, then taking Nix or Penix later on?
There's a rumor out there that the Vikings are trying. They acquired another first round pick, and the Vikings may go for that third overall pick from the Patriots because now they have 2 first rounds this year and a first round next year that they can offer for him. I think that that's one way they would go, just to please Justin Jefferson,
to take Jaden Daniels at 3. That feels like such a reach.
Either him or Drake May. I mean, I'm not really sold on any of them, but if I'm taking one, I'm taking Daniels. I just haven't really seen much out of Drake May.
I don't disagree with you at all. I think Drake May's overrated.
He reminds me of Mitch Trubisky.
Yep.
Way too much Mitch Trubisky. Didn't play enough football for me.
500 in the ACC disqualifies you from being
a
top 10
good.
Quarterback.
It's not
like,
good. It's not good.
So I think that's interesting. Caleb Williams has more talent than God. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to be any good or not. Like, he just seems kind of like a headache.
I always just get weary about almost like quarterbacks nowadays because, you know, we're not ancient, but at least when we were in college and then before that, everything was more pro style.
Yep.
Like, Caleb Williams has never taken a snap under center and probably never taken a 7-step drop in his life.
Right.
You know, and everything is always hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. You're not really reading defenses and this and that. You're hurry up snapping the ball and like throwing to one read. I don't know. It just I feel like the quarterback play is declining. Yeah, they're putting up way better numbers, but that's just because the game is moving faster.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you kind of have to take them if you're the Bears, but also if I'm the Bears, maybe they're just waiting it out, and someone's just going to be like, you know, all right, we need to get them, and they're just going to throw.
Here's everything.
Picks. Yeah, and that's what I would do if I was the Bears. Is I would take Fields again. Now they just traded for Keenan Allen last night, which he's on the older end, but he's still a very good receiver. You got DJ Moore there. If you swap with someone, you can maybe get a guy like Neighbors or Brian Thomas from LSU. Like, there's going to be another wideout or better line protection. Like, the Bears have basically the whole draft in their hands with the first pick, and that's what makes it interesting, because if they do trade that, then the whole thing flops.
Right, right.
You know, it just turns on
chaos.
Its head. So yep. I hope for that, because I love chaos in the NFL draft. I love it in March Madness. I love it everywhere. Like, bring the chaos. Chaos just brings more excitement and more entertaining, so...
How much better does Derrick Henry make the Ravens?
better. I wouldn't say significantly better if it was Derrick Henry 2 years ago. I feel like he's just lost that pop. You know, he's definitely lost some juice in him. But if you're going to give him the ball on the 3 yard line, like on that, he's still that Derrick Henry. They're going to be better, but I don't think they're going to be as good as people expect. Now they lost their starting safety. They lost their starting linebacker. They lost their starting tackle. The Ravens lost a lot in free agency that now they have to replace with either draft guys or the remaining free agents left are backups.
Right.
So they lost a lot. So that'll be interesting to see what goes on there. A lot of teams lost a lot. A lot of teams gained a lot. New faces, new places.
Well, let's rewind back to UFC 299. You were supposed to come over. You didn't come over. You didn't text me. You weren't coming over.
I didn't even watch it.
Shame on you. Shame on you. You didn't see any of it? You saw, probably some highlights and stuff?
I saw the highlights of the O'Malley fight, but I heard it was just a lot of standing up.
It was all stand-up. So I had one of the UFC cards where I picked everything perfect in the undercards. I think I was 7-0, 8-0 in the undercards.
Like those undercards are just easier.
I nailed it left and right. Get to the main card, 1-5.
Yeah.
1-4, whatever it was. Jack Della Maddalena knocked Gilbert Burns' head off. Violent. Vicious. Nothing too crazy there. This new guy, Michael Page, who came from like Venom fighting, he's from the UK, was fighting Kevin Holland and had the weirdest, strangest fighting style. It was like infuriating to watch. He like, he fought like sideways. Like, you know how most people like square up?
Yeah.
He was fighting literally like sideways, feet from Kevin Holland. Like, they weren't even close to each other.
Did he win?
He won. He fucking won. But Kevin Holland couldn't figure it out. He fights like this, like, karate-type style shit, where he's, like, bouncing back and forth, and then, like, he would, forward and, like, punch him.
It's a new fighting technique. It's going to be the new fighting.
Yeah, it's like the fucking leg kick.
Yes. Now it's coming into the UFC.
So that was interesting. I had the house on Benoit St. Denis, right? It's this guy. He's on a fucking rampage. He was like a French Navy SEAL, black, been murdering dudes, right? Was fighting Dustin Poirier.
Oh, Poirier knocked him out.
You're fucking right. He knocked him out. So first round, this guy's taking it to Poirier, has him. You think he's going to choke him out a time or two. He's got him up against cage, beating him up pretty good. Poirier keeps going for guillotines. He's slipping out. Second round, he's like beating up Poirier pretty good. Next thing you know, like, you just look at him, gas tank is emptied.
Yeah, he's wasting all his energy on the ground trying to...
They're saying this guy has the best tank in UFC.
Well, not, it was on E.
Turns out, he had staph infection on his fucking forehead last week, and...
On his forehead?
Yes, you can see the pictures of this staph infection on his fucking forehead.
So what, did he have a fever or something?
He said the... antibiotics he was taking said crushed him.
Yeah. Well, why would you take antibiotics before?
Because he has a fucking staph infection that was popping out of his forehead.
Can you bandage that up in the UFC? I'm surprised they let him fight.
I don't know what happened, but you could legitimately see the second the guy's tank went to zero and he got knocked out a minute later. Like, he was dominating the fight and just went off a cliff.
I'm surprised they let them fight with, I guess, I mean, they roll around each other's blood, so what's a little staph infection?
So I lose that one, so I'm on my third or fourth loser. What do? I'm like, everybody says Chito Vera is going to the end against O'Malley, right? It's impossible to knock him out. Fight to not go the distance, plus 100. So 25 minutes of standing there with O'Malley. I'm like, fuck it. I'm taking it doesn't go the distance. O'Malley hits him with a knee. Did you see it shattered his entire face?
I saw the pictures online.
It happened in the second round.
That just shows you there that these UFC fighters are just, they're just from another planet. I mean, his forehead looked like paint that was cracking on the wall.
Yeah. Did you hear? Have you seen the clip where you heard it?
Yeah, I heard it. It sounded like a balloon popped. Yeah.
Just violent.
After he hit him, like, he didn't stagger. He didn't, like...
Stood there.
He kind of, like, didn't, like, lose a beat. He just got hit and kept going. So, I don't know, man. Like I said, some of those guys are just freaks. Oh. Just freaks. I was trying to rewatch some of the fight, but like I said, it was just so boring to me because they were just standing up. So then I just saw like the highlight clip of it on YouTube. I don't know. O'Malley just didn't impress me.
Oh, O'Malley was super impressive.
From what I saw. So maybe I was just missing the clips that I was watching.
I
feel like, what's he going to do if someone tries to take him down? Does he have ground game?
He's saying that he does. Like, he literally just picked him apart for 25 minutes. And was it kind of boring for the fact that the other guy couldn't do shit? Yes, but, like, O'Malley's that good.
So who would he fight next?
He said he wants to fight, I think, Topuria, I believe, who is
Ilya didn't he fight the one before that?
Yes. So
then he beat who? That was actually a pretty...
It was a great fight. I don't remember who he beat, but he's a bad dude, too. I fucking love UFC. I
can't remember that. We were watching. I'm pretty sure we both lost that fight.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the same night Volkanovski fought or whatever. But
that fucking prick.
UFC is fantastic. Fantastic to watch. I was so pissed because I'm on a fucking heater and then just legitimately off a cliff, couldn't pick a winner. Infuriating. Infuriating.
What is even better than UFC?
Thursday at noon.
March Madness coming up. Oh, my Lord. That first... I'm not even going to count Saturday and Sunday. I just want... That Thursday and Friday, you can put it up against, in my opinion, you can put it up against the Super Bowl.
Easy.
You can put it up against anything. Any sporting event you want. I think I'm taking that first round of March Madness over everything. From noon, you got basketball constant, multiple games on per hour from noon to
midnight.
No, it probably goes to like 1:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not only is it a degenerate gambler's heaven, but it's just the games are always just outstanding. It's almost like they're scripted because games get flipped on their head. Guys, teams go on runs. Upsets happen. It's just, it never disappoints. I can't remember one time watching the tournament being like, well, that sucked.
And the way that it's timed up, like the 20 to 30 minute increments.
You want to talk about nailing it.
Once you hit like 2 o'clock and you're finishing the first game and that game finishes and that next one tips and you're finishing the second and the next one tips and you're finishing the third. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you're getting bets in as fast as you can get them in. You're trying to see.
Especially those first two days because games are, you blink at maybe you split the first couple games or whatever, or you lose. You got to go right back at it.
Yep.
There's no time to pout. You got to go. So I can't wait. I didn't place any wagers yet just because I want to see how the conference tournaments end. I like North Carolina to win it all. I like UConn also to win it all, and that's a very standard pick with everyone because they're the number one team in the country and they've been very good all year. But I would take Carolina over UConn just for the fact that it's a little harder to double up like that. I think it's only been done once. Florida, I don't know if it's done earlier. I don't know if like Army did it in the 30s or something. I like Houston, and a sleeper team, I would probably say Arizona.
Okay. So you'll like this. My wife and I, for the last 2 weeks, I've been doing it for about 3 weeks. Every day you get 10 free spins on Fanatic Sportsbook.
Yeah, I got that today. I did it today.
Yep, you get it every day.
Oh, you're doing it and then you're putting some money on futures?
The whole thing with my odds boost on Kentucky to win the national championship every single day.
Oh, I don't see that happening. I just don't see that happening.
At 20 to 1. My wife and I have been putting anywhere between $1.20 and $5, just whatever we win on our free spins every day from Fanatics Sportsbook. We're at the point where
you're gonna buy the town you live in.
It's like $4,000 to $5,000.
Oh, all
if right. they win the national championship, yeah. And that's off $0.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's all free play, right?
All free play.
Yeah. Oh, that's a smart move. I wish I thought of that. Maybe I'm gonna start doing that.
Because it's just because you add that 25% boost. I'm getting them at 25 to 1. Yeah. Some days you win $6. Some days you win $1.15, and you just do it every single day.
Is it was it Wild and Fury or something?
Yeah, this week it's Wild Fury.
This morning I did it on the shitter, and it's 20 cents a spin.
Yep,
dude, I hit for like $11.
That's great.
But I would have been. But can you imagine if you paid it at, you know?
Yeah,
I didn't. I put it on a 12-leg parlay that paid out $1,500 off of $11.
How fast did it lose?
I won the first four, and then South Carolina also just banged me on that and my other one.
So you texted me that you have 5 rules for March Madness.
Oh,
betting.
Yeah. I think I added a few.
I want to hear them.
Wait, let me say I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, these are like, some of them are pretty standard that kind of always happen, or not always happen, but more so than not. And this is kind of just how I play March Madness. And I've done very well. It seems to be the only thing I can pick right are games in March Madness. I just think because I take a lot of dogs.
Okay.
Wait, let me look at these quick and see how I want to give them out, if I maybe want to save the best for last.
That's fine. While you're taking
I'll
a look.
I'll just go at them right.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so number one, if you're a gambler during March Madness, this is obviously just the first thing you should know about is first half unders always are profitable for every game. It's been done for years. I know there's a podcast out there who they take every single first half under, and it's been over 50% for quite a while. Now, I think I talked about it a few podcasts ago. I don't know. The scoring just keeps going up.
Yes.
So
now
it's almost like first half unders, second half overs.
Now, will you follow through with that? Will you be taking all the first half unders?
I don't know, just because, like, what is there, 16 games on?
Yep, 16 games on Thursday.
It's like, I mean, do I really want to dish out all that money? And I don't know. We'll see. I'll probably take a crack at it for like the first slate of games and see how that goes. This is, and I'm coming at one school, but I'm not sold on them. I don't care who's won National Player of the Year and how big he is, but it's just fade Purdue. Now, I'm not saying take the other team money line, but if you did last 2 years, you would have had them losing against a 15 seed and a 16 seed. They don't have good guard play. They rely on Edie for everything. They've relied on Edie today, and if he doesn't score 25 to 30, where are the points coming from? It's just fade Purdue, and like I said, I'm not going money line against them. I'm just taking the points. I'm going for the cover. I'm fading them, just taking the opposite with the points.
We had to play Purdue when we played them in Milwaukee. What's that? 2 years ago now. He was the biggest human I've ever seen in my entire life.
I remember you were telling me that was him like 20 pounds.
Oh yeah,
lighter. He's
he was still thick.
Dude. Yeah, he's a very big dude, but for some reason he just. The thing with Purdue is like they rely on him in the tournament to score. The tournament is actually, it's my next point is tail great guard play. And the
sounds
big
like
thing
Kentucky
around
National
that
Championship
is like, okay, so when you're playing in the regular season, like you give the ball to one of these Purdue guards to take a last second shot.
That's why
okay,
Kentucky's
but
win
now
the national championship.
Give it to one of these guards who aren't elite when you got the whole season on your back. Okay, so that's my next point. Tail great guard play. Teams that have great guards, I love them, especially if they're getting points, if they can shoot the three, if they can shoot good free throws. I love good guard play. This is my one point that I totally have made up.
Let's hear it.
Take the points in all the 12 versus 5 matchups. I love the 12 versus 5.
They're not going to give it to you like you think you are. But, you love the 12 versus 5.
I do it every...
It's, the 12 is going to be favorites in half of them.
Last year, there I think two of them were favorites.
Right.
But if they're favorites, I love it even more. But if they're getting points, I love it too. I'm pretty sure every year in my bracket, I take all the 12s to win.
Yep.
Like South Dakota State always used to fall into that. I think maybe Colgate fell into that one, or did they get up to 12? Or I think they know they've been a 15, but yep. Anyways, I'll just keep continuing on. That's another one. This is another one that I just totally made up. If a team has a starting five,
the way you with fucking look
three
at me.
Or more white dudes on the court, you gotta take them. You gotta take them. This is like a Colgate,
a Princeton.
Yeah, you gotta take them.
Northwestern.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I just watched them play. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. You gotta take them. South Dakota State. North Dakota. North Dakota State. You gotta take them. That's just a rule. It's gonna be racist here. It's just a rule. This is one that I also like. Tail experience fade youth. Take it as you
listen
want.
To your fucking words. Tail.
Well, I'm using
experience.
Fade. Yeah.
Fade. Youth.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Sounds like a direct shot at my cats.
They do fall under that category. I'm just going to keep using the tail and fade.
Oh, my God. Keep it coming. Okay. You sound so sharp.
Tail the teams.
This guy hasn't won a bet in 6 months.
No, come on. Tail the teams that are hot. Okay, like...
Tail teams that win. Keep it coming.
No, like going into the tournament.
I respect this.
Now, this is one... And you have to fade the teams that are stumbling in, but they have to have lost their last two games. So there's three teams that are ranked, have okay. lost their last two games. And we're going to put the house on their opponent. Duke, Kansas, and Tennessee. They've both lost their last two games. They're stumbling in.
Okay.
I can't wait to bet with whoever Duke is playing. I can't wait.
Interesting. Interesting. I think it was a smart move by them losing yesterday. Now they got all the time to prep. They need rest.
They could have got a better seed. Now
nobody cares
fall.
About ACC championships when you can
it's
win.
It's about the seed. It's all about their seeding.
What's the difference? You're Duke. You're playing a 13 seed instead of a 15 seed.
Yeah, it is because
nothing.
They're Duke.
Doesn't matter.
They're not the actual
Doesn't
Duke.
Matter.
They're not as good
that
as you're, they
That's
are.
Coming from a North Carolina homer.
How am I North Carolina homer?
You sat here and blown them for the last 10 minutes.
They're going to win the national title.
Exactly. A North Carolina homer.
And my last thing is, I always like taking points in the tournament. I love taking double-digit dogs unless they're the 1 versus 16. Because if there is going to be a...
Double-digit dogs. Yep.
If it is going to be a blowout, it's going to be that one playing Texas Southern who's they're minus 25 and it's a 40-point game. So I really don't like to touch those. 1 versus 16s, but the 2 versus 15s, the 3 versus 14s, or wherever. If you're getting 10 or more points, I'm automatically just taking you.
Interesting.
And that's all I got.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. There was a part of me, and I thought about it. I'm still kind of thinking about it. I kind of want to just live stream and see how many brackets I can submit from Sunday at the selection show. Until games tip at noon and see if you can pick the perfect bracket.
Oh, you're not going to pick a perfect bracket.
I know you can't, but how many brackets could you get in?
How long can you stay awake?
Exactly.
Like, how much time do you got?
Exactly.
You'd have to, like, listen, I'm sure people have tried to, like, devise some type of system where it puts every single combination
yes.
in.
Correct.
And guess what? People have probably tried and failed. I mean, there's a number. There's
yes.
a number of, and it's like astronomical.
Correct.
So, no one's gonna ever get a perfect bracket.
Well,
people more than half the people are gone after the first day.
Honest to God, yo, you should see how fast you're gone when you lose a first round game.
Oh yeah, especially if you have a team in like the Elite Eight or well,
not Elite Eight, first round. You play the game. You're there like a day and a half, day,
oh, you're
2 days
about
early.
Being there,
right?
Oh.
So you get there, you're at a nice hotel. You're there. You're there in the city for a day or two. They got banners when you walk in the hotel. There's people welcoming you, right? You go, you do your shoot around, you have some nice meals around town. Alumni start to pile into town. You just start to finally get comfortable, right? And you're like, well, there's a chance that I'm here in this same place for the next 4 days because you play the first round and the second round game in that same place. So you're starting to like really enjoy the city.
You're starting to unpack your clothes from your suitcase, listen, not just digging out.
There
of
is no bigger homer of the city of Milwaukee than me. Milwaukee and Jacksonville can't get enough of them. And Jacksonville is a little
worst
rough.
Worst cities in America.
Milwaukee, you'd take that back in a heartbeat. Milwaukee was fantastic. So you're there. You're like, all right. And it's like a big coach tactic of like, we're not packing our bags.
Oh, yeah. We're just going to be here an extra day.
We're going to be
losing mentality.
Correct. We're not packing our bags. We're going to be here. You go. You play the game. You lose.
You lose. And it's get the hell out of here.
You get to the hotel. The signs are down.
Oh, yeah.
You're out.
Out. Get
they
out.
Want you out, out as fast
the maids
as possible.
Are already in your room cleaning before
you
even
go.
Got in there.
You go to the airport. There's a private jet sitting there. You get on the jet. You'd fly home. You're home by like, we played, I think it was the first or second game. We played, I was back on my couch in New York. Connecticut.
Watching the game that was after you. You're still watching the game after you.
It was like 8 p.m.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But it is hysterical how fast you're out of there. You're done. Thanks for coming.
Well, I can
appreciate
see that.
It.
They just want you to hell out of there because they got to put other people on that shit.
Take your goodie bag
imagine,
and go home.
I can only imagine those rates for rooms in those cities and are in the cities that have the tournament games. And
yeah.
Crazy.
But the beer in Milwaukee, Friday night, doesn't matter what bar you're at, $2.50.
Oh, that's a good, like... They appreciate their drinking there. Other like if you go to fucking, you know, some of these big cities, like if you go anywhere down Florida, like if you're in Miami, you ain't getting a $2.50 beer in Miami.
No. Milwaukee had $2.50 beers everywhere and games of skill in every bar. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
I'm trying to think of my next play that I'm gonna put in here. I really wanna take the North Carolina over.
Interesting. Take Kentucky money line. That's a nice little parlay for you. If you're,
funny thing about
if you're out
Kentucky
there listening right now, take
Kentucky
money line.
And Alabama, they can't make their over-unders high enough. Like, they're...
I got their point total over, too.
They are, like, 160 in a college game is very big. It's a big... And they just fly over.
Yeah, they're scoring 100 a game.
Well, they also don't play defense.
You don't need to play defense when you score 100 a game.
Well, you're not going to score 100 a game in the tournament.
Random thought of the week.
I'll go with mine first, just because I kind of already, and I thought of it, so yesterday, I, like I said, as soon as this podcast is over, I'll have two random thoughts already lined up for next week, and then I'll have one the next day, and then I'm like, damn, I have this one, but I want to use that one, but yesterday I had a game, and it was gorgeous out yesterday, it hit 70,
yep,
and all I just kept thinking was, I can't wait to drink beer outside. I can't wait to drink beer outside. And then I look outside your window and you have the fire pit with the, I just can't wait to drink an ice cold beer in my hand, pull it right out of the cooler, put it in a cup. I just cannot wait to be outside in the sunshine and just start destroying beers.
Winter in the Northeast is so fucking depressing.
It sucks.
By the time February comes around, I am just like the most depressed, miserable, sad
and
human being.
Especially if you're not like a, well, obviously if you have kids, you're not, but if you're not like a person who likes to go out and do those winter sports, like you're really not getting out of the house. And then like, so you've just been cooped up in your house for so long. And then especially around here, like you'll get a random 70 degree day and then you'll get hit today, which was 50.
Yeah.
You know, with the wind blowing. But yesterday was awesome. It was hot out. I was at my game. I was in shorts and a t-shirt. It was awesome. And all I kept thinking was, I can't wait to have a beer outside. I just can't wait to have a beer outside with a TV. And there's going to be, I don't care what sport is on, but it's getting bet on. But I just can't wait to have a beer outside.
I got an outside TV for us.
I saw that.
Yep.
Where'd you get that rolling stand at?
You're going to have to ask Bet Boy Coach.
Oh, okay.
He got it for me. That was a Christmas gift, the TV and the stand, which was a fantastic gift. But yeah. I got that set up last weekend.
That's like an annoyance to buy, you know?
Probably, that's one of those things you just don't want to spend money on.
Yeah, it's probably like $150 or $200.
Yeah,
like,
TV costs $200.
Yeah, you're like, oh, well, I'm just trying to hold off onto this thing as long as possible.
Yep.
It's something that you need.
Yes.
So, all right, what's your random thought of the week?
So, I want to talk about Dartmouth basketball.
Again!
No, I did have like 10 other points after last week.
Okay, we can talk about Dartmouth basketball.
I don't want to do it again. I was too mad.
I just want to say one thing about Dartmouth basketball. Props to those kids for standing up for themselves and trying to get paid as employees.
You know how fast women's sports are going to disappear from college athletics?
Is this your thought?
No.
Oh, I was just trying to trigger you.
You succeeded. Did you read the articles?
No, because...
Fucking kids can't even fucking play. One of the kids is from overseas. He doesn't even qualify with his visa.
Listen.
He was one of the kids leading the union charge. He can't even get paid.
After being screamed at
the other kid
pointed at
had,
last week.
The other
like
kid had
fault.
An offer.
I totally shunned.
The other kid had an offer. The other kid who's leading the union charge had an offer from North Dakota. Offer. Why didn't he go there?
Because it sucks.
Oh, if he wanted fucking money, he should have went there. They would have given him a scholarship in North Dakota. He
wasn't going to get a good education there, though.
Oh, yeah. It's funny how that works, right? No, I don't want to talk about that this week. I was so fucking mad. I'm still so mad about it.
I just want to let you know before I have your random thought. I got leggings in like 7 layers of shirt. I am just sitting in ass sweat right now.
Why don't you open the window?
Can't reach. Just continue.
That could be one of my random...
Sitting here and just sweat is dripping down my
Okay,
face.
All right. You know what? Well, I'll make that my random thought this week. So today, I hear my cats, right? Going like a little fucking crazy. And I'm like, what are they doing? What is going on? So then like, I hear this like craziness.
Is this a random thought or is this just an event that happened?
Well, you said about opening the window. So I'm like, what is going on? So I walk around the corner from my office and I look and there's another cat in my house. Are you fucking listening?
Yeah.
There's another fucking cat in my house.
Well, I don't know what happened. I just went like, I like blacked out.
Are you here?
Yeah.
There was a fucking scruffy outdoor cat in my fucking house. My wife went for a walk with the kids and left the door open. So my cats had it cornered, right? So I look.
Oh, and
So I make these new neighbor friends the other day, and their son is a 4-year-old, plays with my son. Great. They have a cat, Maverick. He's this fluffy, scruffy cat who lives outside, right? So they're there. They're like, oh, this is Maverick. Like, he kind of lives outside, kind of lives in the house, but he's like this scruffy thing. And they're like, Maverick. Maverick's a nice cat, but Maverick has a brother. His name is Mac. We haven't seen Mac in 8 months.
Oh, so Mac came in the house.
We haven't seen Mac in 8 months.
Oof.
Right?
Oof.
So I'm like, wow, rest in peace, old Mac.
Yeah.
So the kids are playing in the backyard. We're shooting the shit in the front yard. All I hear is like, like from the front of the house. Mm-hmm. So the guy walks in the back. He's like, hey, come here. It's like, it's fucking Mac.
Yeah.
Sure as shit, there's Mac back from the dead the same day that they said his name, right? So I'm like, what is Mac doing here? So they say Mac is a mean cat. So later on, I'm like, whatever, Mac, go away, Mac, go away, Mac. I go to take out my garbage. There's Mac sitting on my back porch. I'm scared to death. I've dropped the garbage, ran back in the house. He sat on my back porch and menaced me for like 2 hours just looking in the windows.
You know, they say if you see, well, he's not a stray cat, but if you see stray cats, just to never feed them.
Yeah, I know. I know, because then they keep coming back.
Yeah.
But anyways, so today, I walk around the corner, fucking random cat in my house.
So where's your thought at?
I didn't know if it was Mac or
Mac,
Maverick.
Jack,
I didn't know if it was Mac or Maverick.
Look the same?
Yes, they're brothers. Look exactly the same. So I was scared to death. So I'm like, ah!
They're brothers.
So I scream and I like run back in my room. I'm scared shitless that it might be Mac who has been menacing me for fucking 2 days now, who came back from the dead. So I grab that wooden club over there. And I'm like,
oh, dear Lord, are you going to hit a cat with that fucking thing?
I was going to have to protect myself. I was scared to death that the cat was going to get me.
Oh, my God. So, what do you think it's going to do, stand up and box you?
So the cat is in the baby's room. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go and I run and I close the door real quick. I close the rest of my doors. I go outside. I go to my neighbor. He's on the front porch smoking a cigarette. I'm like, I think your cat is in my house. He's like, oh, fuck. So he comes over. I bring him up into the house. Can't find Mac anywhere, or Maverick.
Mac attack.
Can't find him. So there's either a stray cat in my house still, or he ran out the front door when I was trying to get my club to fight him off.
Poor Mac.
Random thought of the week. I'm thinking about trying to start my own clothing line.
We see that here. Do you want to get into that, or do you want to wait till you progress more with it?
I'll talk about it a little bit.
Do you have a name yet?
I don't want to give too much of it away. Not that anybody's actually listening
or anybody can actually buy. Well, maybe no listeners are gonna buy, but I feel like you will be able to sell. You're very good in that.
So I'm thinking about it's gonna be like a premium streetwear type brand. I have an artist in mind that I am going to try to partner with. His name is Angelo. So I'm working up a business proposal to pitch.
And what is going to be your, what's going to be your theme behind it? Your genre, what is it, like sports or?
So that's part of it. So, it's going to be all seasons. So it's going to be. Each season is going to consist of about 10 different pieces that all fall within a certain theme. And then the next season will be different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just like kind of Fortnite does, how they do with their seasons where, you know, season one, so like season one could be, songs, and season two could be comic book art, and season three.
Oh, see, you're saying seasons, and I'm thinking about fall, winter.
No. So it's going to be like 10 pieces of a collection.
All right. So if you said collection, that's under a specific idea.
Yep. Okay. And they're all going to fall under that same umbrella.
Now, I don't know. I don't even go out and buy clothes anymore. I don't know how anything works anymore. I usually wear the gear I get from baseball, or I fucking. Just wear the same shit I have. Is that something that's different from how, like, this type of clothes, like this streetwear, or is that something that's already out there with collections like this, or?
So I haven't seen it much because people are so, like, brand heavy where, you know, they're successful, and that's why, like, branding is so important, but they really just kind of stick to one lane and
are
then
you gonna, like, cut holes in
plug and
shit?
Play. So I actually went to Hobby Lobby the other day and bought some zippers and stuff and like some different, but my plan is to use like 3 to 4 different types of application per piece. So some will
you
be
start putting zippers on your shirts,
embroidery, twill, screen print, heat seal, patchwork, like different stuff like that. So I have like the whole first season kind of mapped out what I want to do. Where I run into issues is I'm not a great artist.
Yeah.
So I kind of have the theming down, but I want to pair with an artist who can kind of turn my conceptual pieces into what I want them to look like.
Okay, so let's save this thought, and as it progresses, because I think it's kind of a big deal for someone to, you know, start their own brand like this because, hey, you never know. Maybe it fucking blows up. So let's save this thought.
Okay.
Let's not leak any more information.
I appreciate
that. And let's kind of have updates as we continue to gain ideas and how the process is going. One more. Since we didn't go on any rants today.
Let's hear it.
We have talked about this I think off podcast, maybe we have mentioned it a while ago on podcast, but with my job, I'm always on the road. And a lot of times I just get too lazy at night to pack lunches. So I'm in and out of gas stations. And I mean, I'm just like grabbing a Gatorade or, yep, or like not going crazy, but I'm not trying to sound like an asshole. Or if one of these fucking companies asked me to donate money to the fucking Red Cross or round my dollar up, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind.
Have you ever...
I'm already paying $4 for the fucking water. I don't want to make it five. I'm already paying $8 for two Gatorades. Do you want to round? And then the people who are asking you this, when you say no, they're like, oh, wait, what? You're not going to donate to children's cancer? That doesn't make me a bad guy, but I'm already paying $20 for a fucking breakfast sandwich and a coffee. Now you want me to round it up to 21? No, I want that fucking 30 cents. And they're billion and million dollar companies. Why don't you just cut a fucking check?
I agree.
I can't stand that. I can't stand that. I had this one lady the other day. So I'm in this territory, and I get there in the morning, and I get a coffee. She's like, would you like to round that coffee up? Like I said, the coffee's already $3. No, I don't want to make it $4. So I say no. And she like gives me like a look. Take my coffee. Now I go do my shit. I go back hours later, like midday, to get a water or some type of drink. She asked me again, and she was like befuddled again that I didn't want to donate. I'm like, lady, would you donate? Why don't you take the money out of your fucking pocket and put it in the register? I don't understand these companies asking for money to the Red Cross or wherever. When, how do you even know the money's going in there? But it's just ridiculous. It pisses me the fuck off. Shit's too expensive to begin with. I don't want to donate money. If you want to donate money, have the guy ring the fucking bell outside and throw him a quarter.
I agree. You've never seen the South Park.
I did. You showed me. Yeah, because that's what we were talking about. Yes. You show me it, but I just like, that drives me nuts. Shit's too expensive. I don't want to be an asshole not to donate, but every fucking gas station I go to, they're asking you, would you like to round your dollar up? No, I'm sorry.
And then it goes to a charity where like 95% of the money is taken by like the CEOs who make a $3.2 million salary. And then I want
to
say,
well, you know what? At the end of the month, show me that fucking check that you just cut to them. Can you please? Because otherwise, how do I know it's just not going back into the turkey hill?
The first place doesn't fucking cut the check. But then they stand outside when they finally do cut the check and they're like, Turkey Hill raised $375,000 Red Cross.
Yeah.
They don't have your face on that picture.
No. Turkey Hill didn't raise shit. I was there 6 times this week and ended up giving $30. Like, fuck that.
And then it goes to the company that has 5 million people that work there. And then the sick kids get like
They get a percentage. A penny. Yeah, they get a percentage. Because who was that? I think there was an organization.
It happens every year.
Yeah.
Wounded Warriors.
These nonprofits that they raise tens of millions of dollars. And let's say, just hypothetically, they raise $30 million and they only give like $1.5 million to the fucking charity and they keep the rest.
Gross.
That's not charity.
It's not charity. You're stealing.
Yeah, that's called theft. You should go to fucking prison. That's what you should do.
Stealing.
Okay.
All right, that's it. Thanks for listening.
I'm sweating my ass off now, just yelling.
Don't forget to follow us on X at the Bet Boys Pod.
Go Dartmouth Hoops in the tournament. Wish the best of luck.
Team they're not coming playing out of the tournament. They're
in
fucking
the CBI. You mean the CBI?
They're not in the go CBI. They were 5
NIT.
Wins.
NIT. They're in the NIT. Or any tournament that they're in, let's root for Dartmouth. Go Dartmouth Gymnastics, men's basketball. I love that school. Bison Pride or whatever they're called.
The Big Green?
Yeah, Big Green. Go Big Green. Green, green, green.